Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be on this radio station today. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today and hope and pray that the Lord deal with your heart today. I know the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharpening two-edged sword, and it does divide the soul and the spirit, joint and marrow. It does give us discernment, a very secret and tender thought of our heart. So as the Word of God is preached, we need to pay attention to it and listen to it and see what thus saith the Lord to our hearts and where we stand with Him, what we need to do to correct error of our ways or whatever it might be. And I know the Word of God is a comfort to us and encourages us as well. And so we need to hear the Word of God. We don't just need to be a hearer. But the Bible said also a doer of the Word. The Bible said he that's just a hearer only does not, it's not going to get you anywhere. But he that heareth and doeth it, this man shall be blessed. And I tell you, if you hear the Word of God and act on it, you will be blessed. If you're not saved, you'll hear it and believe it and receive it and be saved. If you're born again and you're saved, you'll hear it and receive it. And I tell you, it'll just make you a better Christian, a better vessel. And it will refine your vessel. And I tell you, to make you shine. I tell you, make you glorify God. And that's the only reason why I live for God, is to glorify Him and to please Him, because I love Him. He saved me. He made me a new creature. I can never repay Him. But I tell you, I serve Him because I love Him. I tell you, He called me to be a servant, and I'm glad to be a servant. I tell you, I don't want to serve man. I don't want to serve anything else but God. He called me and saved me to serve Him. I want to be the Lord's free man. I want to be that servant. And I tell you, always at His feet and ready to do whatever He wants me to do, wherever He wants me to go, speak what He wants me to speak. And I tell you, that's what He wants out of all of His children, is to serve Him and not our flesh and not no one else but God. And abide there, stay there. Don't leave that place. Don't follow the things of the world. Don't follow the things of the flesh. They'll take you down. Just a very little of it. Just a small amounts. That's what the devil does. It's just like a little leaven. It puffs up a whole lump. And I tell you, just a little bit of that, I tell you, the devil will sift you as wheat. As a Christian, he'll take you down and destroy you, because he don't only take you down. He takes down all of those that are committed to you, trust, and all those that's looking at you. They have hope in you as a Christian that they one day would be saved, that they also could live like you. I tell you, they have confidence in you. And if you leave your place, if you leave the place where you're to abide, where God's called you, then you're going to take people down with you. But the Bible says we're to abide wherein we've been called, and we're to stay there, and we're to serve God. Not God and mammon. You can't do that. You serve God. And I tell you, I love Him, and He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And if you've been saved, you'll say the same thing. You would just never get over what God did for you, because you know what the state that you was in, and you know you was in a state that you could even really explain it yourself. You couldn't even tell anyone. You couldn't really put it into words, the grief or what you was feeling on the inside and being unhappy and unstable. And I tell you, just not having no peace and contentment in life. But you know, when He saved you, when you really got born again, He gave you a purpose and meaning in life. He took away that grief that you was in, the burden of sin that you was carrying. He took it away and put it within you, His Holy Spirit. And I tell you, He gave you love, peace, and joy. I tell you what a joy it is. I mean, it's nothing like it. And my prayer to God is today, if you're not saved, my friend, that you get saved, that you come to Him, that you just quit running from Him and run to Him. Don't run the wrong direction. That's what people do a lot of times when they hear the Word of God. They'll run, but they run the wrong way. You're to run to God, not away from Him. And you run to Him, I promise you, you'll be satisfied. I tell you, the devil's a liar. He's the father of it. He lies to you. He'll tell you all kind of things, why you can't, why you shouldn't, and why you should wait. Or he'll tell you, yeah, it's all right to be saved. Just wait a while. So he's a deceiver. He's very subtle, just like he deceived Eve and Adam. He knew. Adam knew. He took of his wife. His wife took of it. They both were at fault with this, and But the devil, he was very subtle, and he's that same subtle one today. He's that deceiver, and he's going forth to deceive and to lie and tell you why you can't, why you should wait, and all these type of things. But he's just wanting your soul. He's got your soul. He wants to keep your soul. And I tell you today, if you'll come to Jesus, he'll deliver you. And I tell you, he'll put something in you that you like you've never experienced before. And I tell you, not only that, he'll give you eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. He's the door that leads to the sheepfold. He's not a hireling. He's not one of these false gods. But Jesus is God himself in flesh. He's the true and living God, the only God. He's not one that's trying to be God. He is God. And I tell you, you serve him. You love him. And I tell you, you won't be disappointed. You can serve other gods. You can run after them and you'll be miserable. You'll see. You won't be contentment. You won't have content. You won't have that peace. I tell you, you'll still be searching. You'll still be looking. I've talked to people. I've heard of others talk to people that was in this condition. I mean, they was trying this and trying that religion. They'd be reading this book and reading that book. They'd be in this Bible, the King James, or they'd be in another Bible trying to just search and seek, but they still come up empty if you don't come through the door, which is Jesus Christ. When you come through the door and you really get saved, you'll love the King James Version Bible. I tell you, that's the only one. I tell you, that's the one that God has ordained. It's the King James Version. I don't need any other version. Don't want another version. Don't want another Bible. I tell you, I have the one that's alive. I know. I tell you, I've read it. I've studied it. And I tell you, it's got alive in me. It's alive to me because I've got the Spirit of living God in me. And it bears witness that it's the truth. And I tell you, when you get saved, that's the way it is. And you won't want to follow the things of the world, or things of the flesh and all those type of things. The devil wants you to waver. He wants you to turn aside. If you've really been saved, you need to get into the good Word of God. You need to get in the King James Version Bible, study it, and read it, and pray, and seek God, and He'll give you understanding. He'll speak to you. He'll guide you. And I tell you, this is the best way, the only way. Thank God we got good teachers. We got good men of God that God have called to preach and to teach the good Word of God. We need to listen to them. We need to obey to whom God's using and let God speak to your heart by that. I tell you, but there's very few of them today. There's some that's died and gone on, and thank God we still have their messages today, the sermons today that we can find and look up, and some on YouTube and different places on the internet. And I tell you, well, they're good men of God. I mean, great men of God. But I tell you, there's very few in our day. There's very few that's really preaching the Word of God, that's really separating themselves and really dedicating their life to the Lord and really seeking God's face and wanting to be used of God. I tell you, everybody say wants to be used of God, but that lot of them don't pay the price. They don't separate yourself and dedicate yourself. And I tell you, just take a stand for God. They want to start trying to appease the people or maybe tickle the ears of the people just a little bit, just to try to keep them on their side. But brother, just we got to preach the Word of God. We got to really preach how God gives it to us. That's the only way that this world is going to be any kind of help to them. Anybody going to get saved? The good news of the glorious gospel has got to shine to them. We got to stand up and take a stand and really preach the Word of God with spirit and with power. And that's the only way they're going to get saved. It's the power of God made unto salvation. And it's going to take the power of God to reach them. And I tell you, we got to get on our knees and we got to get in that place where we can have the power of God on us. That when we do preach, the Lord's power can go forth and really redeem man back to God. And that's what I want. That's what I'm seeking for. That's what I'm searching for. I tell you, I told the Lord today, I don't want to preach anything without Him. I don't want to preach without His presence. If I can't feel His presence, then I soon not preach. I want to be used. I want to be moved by the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Not my flesh, not me, what I think, but what thus saith the Lord. That's what I want. And I know if we wait on Him, be patient, and I tell you, really seek for that, then He will give it that way. And I tell you, souls will be dealt with. And the Lord's calling you today, my friend. If you're not saved, He's calling you to repentance. He's calling you to a place to get on your knees and bury your face down and just cry out to Him, "Have mercy upon me, a sinner, dear God. Forgive me of my sins. I've done wrong. Lord, I'm not worthy to even pray unto Thee, but I know with Thee there is forgiveness, and that You forgive sin, You save sinners. And Lord, I'm a sinner, and Lord, I'm lost, and I can't help myself. This sin's bigger than me. It's bigger than I am. I've tried to change. I cannot change on my own. I know it's going to take a higher power. And I come unto Thee. I believe on Thee. I know Thou art the Son of the living God. And I know if I call on You, I will be saved. So I'm asking You to forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Cleanse me. I'm willing to turn from my sin. I want to forsake the way I'm living. And I want to serve You. And I want to win souls. And I want to be used of God. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe that You was born of a virgin made under the law. I know You're God. And if you'll come to Him really repent, the Lord will give you a prayer. You don't have to have no model prayer. If your heart's broke, you're really sorrowful that you sinned against Him, He will hear your prayer. He knows what you're trying to say. He knows who you are. He knows you before you even your mother's womb, before you was even conceived in the womb, God knew about you. He knows about you today. He knows about your sins. He knows all that you've done. You can't hide nothing. You got to come and be honest with Him and really pour out your heart to Him and just know that God sees all and knows all. And if you really get honest with Him, I tell you, that's what He's asking for. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, God will not despise. He will hear you. He will hear your feeble cry. The psalmist said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his troubles." And the Lord will hear your cry today. If you're crying out for mercy, forgiveness of sin, and you're wanting to be saved, He will hear your feeble cry. He will hear your heart broken. He will hear that. You don't have to put it in so many words. He knows what you're trying to say. Just come to Him and follow at the mercy of the court. Fall down at His precious feet, and He'll hear you today. He will save you. He'll pull you up out of the quagmire sin and put your feet upon a rock, which is Christ, which is a stable foundation. The Bible said that he that heareth my words and doeth them not, he is likened to a man that built his house upon the sand. And when the storms came, when that time came, when the time came when you die, when the time when Jesus comes back, then you're going to be swept away. You're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven because your foundation was of a sand and it wasn't on the rock. So you couldn't stand. It could not redeem you. It could not deliver you. But yet the house is built upon a rock. It's a man or a woman, boy or girl that hears the gospel, that hears the Lord's voice, the Lord Jesus, and believes it. And he begins to go and he builds his house upon a rock. And when the storms rage and beat upon the house, I tell you, it shall be saved. And that's the way it is today. But if you build your house on the sand, it's not going to stand the storm. It's going to be destroyed. The Bible said, "Great shall be the fall of it." You must have the firm foundation. You must come to Jesus. He is that foundation. He is the chief cornerstone. And He's the only way. You can go by another man. You can try to enter in, but you won't get in. You won't be in to get into heaven. You will come up short and you will die in sin and go to hell. God help you today. I want you to get to heaven. I tell you, that's why I preach. I want you to go to heaven. And it's very simple. If you want above life itself, you will find it. You got to seek Him with all your heart. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He's near. And when you call on Him like that, I'll tell you, my friend, I'll tell you today, what a joy come in your heart. What a peace that you will experience, and it won't leave you. It will be with you even to the end of the world. He gives His sheep eternal life. They'll never perish. Neither is any man able to pluck them out of His hand. You belong to Him. He watches over you. He cares for you. He encourages you. He speaks to you. And so get saved today and abide with Him. Stay there. And I tell you, He'll give you that honor and that joy that you so desperately need. My time's come and gone. God bless you. Jesus' precious name. Amen.